Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is BetSweat, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on the BetMGM Network. BetMGMNetwork.com takes you to the Odyssey app. Over on YouTube, go to the BetMGM Network page and subscribe over there. Get all the great content that pops up throughout the week over there on YouTube. Joe O, Sammy P. So on Wednesdays, what we do is power rankings. We come up with something different to power rank every single week. And we figured, after a five-week sample size, why not? Let's revisit Super Bowl bets, the best bets to take a look at. We are live on X this hour. Make sure you watch us there. Bet_sweats. Sam at SB Shoot. I'm at Joe Ostrowski. Let's start with this question before we get to our selections and our top three. I did a short shot AFC-NFC. Didn't plan it that way. It's just what happened. Short shot in each conference and a long shot in each conference. By us talking about three, four teams that we like to win the Super Bowl, where we think bets that that hold a little bit of value at this juncture, or venturing into Costos territory.
Would you like to explain what that is?
Well, we talked about it many times on the show, but sure, I will. It seems most weeks he has an addition to a Super Bowl pick. Lately, it's been Kansas City. He's Jim Fossiled it, according to him. Chips in the middle of the table. But we've heard the same thing about other teams. So if we're rattling off three, four bets, we're not telling you to bet all of them. We're just giving you ideas that we think hold some value. I think some we like more than others because we're not going to end up, we don't want to end up with too many teams at the very end. You've got to take a stand at some point, or just, you know, otherwise just bet every team and you think you're going to win in the end. Okay. Good luck with that. And you can run around town and you can post it on social media and say that you had the winning Super Bowl pick, but you've got to take a stand at some point. And it's difficult in sports like golf where you have so many different golfers and you could make a case for so many people, but you do have to take stands on this stuff. So I'm just asking, I want to be careful not to do that, not to say that, you know, between us, we talk about like eight different teams in this segment, and then we're not really taking the stand.
I'll couch it this way. I have one Super Bowl pick. I'm a sheet of integrity guy. I fill out one bracket in March Madness, not 10, one. I make one Super Bowl pick. That's the Buffalo Bills. I made that pick back in August. But for the entertainment purposes of this segment, these are bets to consider right now given the prices. That's how I view the exercise. If I was naked on this market, which I'm not, I have Buffalo and I feel good about my 7-1 position, what would I be looking at? I'm not adding all three of these teams. I don't suddenly like four teams to win the Super Bowl. For the power ranking purposes of this segment, if I didn't have a bet right now, here are the three teams I would make. Let me also start by saying I didn't put Buffalo in because I already have Buffalo. So I did this in a weird way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I'm not putting Buffalo on there at plus 450. I tried to get a good number on three teams. Yeah, I mean, it's an exercise in trying to find the right team at the right price. Yeah. And that's how I sort of perceived it, and that's what we're going to do. Again, I'm not saying go bet all three of these teams. But these are the three that I would consider given the current price. Let me go three to one.
Let me just also say, like, we're obviously having fun with Nick. Nick is like we can play the clip. It's pretty funny. He's all in on Kansas City, all in. Like, that's what it seems to me. Like, after that Jaguars loss, 10-1 play, right before the Lions game, all in. So, yeah, I'm curious where you are since you are omitting Buffalo from this conversation. Go ahead, Sam. Start us with number three.
I think actually do we have the clip? I saw the clip getting fired.
Do you want to do it?
I mean, we could do it. Sorry, Gerch, to make you tap dance around this, but this is, I believe, from You Better You Bet yesterday.
I'm going all in. Taking the chips, and those sons of bitches are going to the middle of the table. Sunday Night Football this week. The Chiefs host the Detroit Lions. The Chiefs are going to win on Sunday night and are going to score 35 points in the process. And when that happens, Kansas City will be 3-3. They are about to rain hellfire and brimstone down on everybody. 10-1 to win the Super Bowl. 5-1 to win the AFC. Plus 185 to win the AFC West. Like Jim Fossil 25 years ago, I am all in.
Okay.
So for, yeah, no Green Bay, no Washington, no Cincinnati. This is it. This is, he's Chiefs. Chiefs Island. Sorry, Paul went to Chiefs Island yesterday on our show.
Yeah, I got there first. But you got there.
He joined you. Like, he was reaching out to get onto the island. Like, there was this big step he had to make, and you pulled him on, or no? Or did you push him in the ocean?
There's only one there with the oar. Push him
there's
back.
Only one raft.
No. There were multiple entries to the island. There were multiple ports.
Who's eating who?
No. I heard we could only afford one raft. There's only one.
No. Yeah. You know what? I texted Nick yesterday. Chiefs, handshake emoji. So maybe this is like when Sting turned on the white NWO and joined the Wolf Pack. Maybe now it's me and Kostos. I don't know. I will say this. I was texting a guy I know who's like,
we're not taking Zimmerman. We're not taking him.
I texted the squares better. I know. He's always a money line parlay guy, like five of them, like big favorites. Always betting those. I was like, all right, maybe if you want to skip a money, like one of your big money line parlays this week, Chiefs at 10-1 is not a bad idea to consider. Do that instead. He goes, I think their time is up. I was like, hell yeah. Hell yes, ooh. You do. Squares better, I know.
Their time is up. Okay, because they lost a few one-score games. All right, go ahead, Sam. Where you got, number three?
So, look, the Chiefs could win Sunday and still not win the Super Bowl. Anyways, all right, so the first team that I looked at, you have to get here if you don't believe in the Chiefs in the macro, and that's the Denver Broncos. Now, my calculus has changed because the Chargers are just decimated by injuries. I really liked a lot of what they did this offseason. I love the draft pick. I love them having Slater and Alt on the bookends on the O-line. But everybody's hurt. So when everybody's hurt and the quarterback just gets teed off on week after week after week, that can't last. So some are going to go to the Kansas City raft. I'm going to go to the Denver side and believe in that defense. That was a very impressive win going into Philly. I thought when they went for two, man, that was like, holy cow. Sean Payton's going for the win here in Philly. He's going for it. I think that was a huge moment for that team. And, okay, the Chiefs are 10-1 to win the Super Bowl. The Broncos are double, 22-1 at BetMGM. I think given the way that they're coached, the way that their offense has grown, they've got a bunch of speed. The O-line looks good. And defensively, you mentioned Nick Benito. Benito's unbelievable. You got Sertan locking down the number one receiver. This team has the sauce, and I think they can make a run. And again, Kansas City's 10-1, Denver's 22-1. So I went there. Number two, offensive and defensive line-wise, there are not many teams in the league better than the Rams, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And I think a lot of people thought, well, the defense can't be that good again. Well, it might be better this year. Their front seven, I would put up against basically anybody in the NFC right now, the way that they've drafted and developed. And then you get Stafford, a guy who's done it before, who's won it before, Nacua, Davante Adams. Hopefully Kyron Williams can hold on to the football. That remains to be seen. But the McVay Stafford combination and the price again, 17-1. The number one team though would be the Lions. I talked about this a couple weeks ago. I was warming to the idea of Detroit. You know, you talk to some Vegas guys, they say Detroit's the best team in the league. We'll see. We're always prisoners of the moment in this racket. But my preseason prediction was Buffalo over San Francisco. Because of the Niners' injuries, I've been trying to look in a different direction on the NFC side of the bracket, and I've landed on Detroit. I'm not a big Campbell guy, but this year I am. Not a big Goff guy, but this year I am. They're streamlining the ball to their best players, and defensively, there's no way they can be as unhealthy as they were last postseason when they were just crushed by injuries. I like what I see from Detroit, and if they win on Sunday night, if they do, we're going to be hearing it all week next week. Oh, Detroit's a team to beat. So I want to get ahead of that today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, very good. Broncos 22, Rams 17, Detroit Lions at 7. Those are Sam's three Super Bowl bets that you can consider making today. So I mentioned that there are two shorter teams that I like, and then there are two long shots, but that's four, and we've got three spots. So this is a bit challenging. Number three, here's where I'm going. I want to talk about jumping on a team before a move, before a big win. That's what I want to do with the Seattle Seahawks. Before they go to Jacksonville and win this weekend, I want to take Seattle at 50-1. I trust the defense, and I think I was wrong on Darnold. Every week so far, he's impressed me a little bit more. And so now we're at a sample size of, okay, all of last year and into this year. You look at what he's done with Seattle, and yeah, JSN helps, and the run game at times certainly helps, but it's all coming together for Seattle. Like, this is a team that for some reason people don't want to talk about, maybe because they're the third team in the division, because you're dealing with San Francisco, LA Rams, as Sam mentioned. People forget about them. You get a big number. You get a number of 50-1. So I'm there with Seattle. Before I go to number two, let me just like throw out in that same vein an honorable mention, another team that is also 50-1 that I was very close on getting, but they're on bye this week. I'm not going to worry about obviously results this week, so I can hold off on this. The two teams I like that are long shots are playing each other next week on Monday Night Football. Seattle and Houston. Houston's a team that I'm keeping a close eye on. Very similar situations. They are also the third team in their division. Nobody's paying attention to them. Indianapolis, all the talk, and now Jacksonville after Monday night. Watch out for the Texans. Both of these teams, outstanding defenses. I worry about the offensive lines. I get that. When you're at 50-1, you're going to have a lot of issues there. But keep a close eye on the Texans. We know about the bad start, but things are starting to turn on for them. So keep an eye. I know soft opponents, played the Ravens at the right time. I get all of it. Just keep a close eye on them. There's value there. So I'm going Seattle 50-1 at number three. Everything we've talked about in this segment has me concerned. Don't care. When I was looking yesterday at the Super Bowl odds, this is the first thing that jumped out to me. It's the Chiefs. It's the Chiefs.
All in?
Right. And Rice is suspended for one more week. We saw what happened when Worthy came back. in his seven touches leads the team rushing and receiving. Now, seven touches this past week with Worthy, not as impactful. He's dealing with the ankle. I'm not saying I'm all in, but if I'm making one bet with an AFC team, this is the team. This is it. If I told you before the year, all right, you're getting the Chiefs at 10-1, I think you're jumping. And now they've lost a few close games. They've showed that they're a little normal, but still, Mahomes is turning it on, and he's looking like that top-notch quarterback we know. Man, when they have Worthy and Rice healthy, and Kelce was contributing on Monday night, it's going to be a dangerous offense. The only question you have is about that defense. But I go Chiefs 10-1. I couldn't put them number one. I had to put them number two. Partly because of everybody jumping on them right now, apparently. The other part, Sam, is because we agree the top spot belongs to the Detroit Lions. The best team in football right now. I saw an 8-1 out there this morning. And what do you know? I mentioned my long shots. Next week, they play each other. Well, Sunday night, the short shots are playing each other with the Chiefs and the Lions. So there's going to be value, especially on the loser of that game. Can't wait to watch this game last night. But I'm going one Lions. Can't believe I said that. Two Chiefs. Three Seahawks, the Texans get an honorable mention as a long shot.
So if you follow this chronologically, Costos takes Paul's sloppy seconds, and then you take Paul's – no, hold on. I just butchered that. Paul went first, then Costos, then you. So you get sloppy thirds.
Hold on,
KC.
I didn't give a lightning bet or anything. But I did bring them up yesterday at 10-1. Did I not? No? I didn't?
Maybe.
Okay.
It's not as funny if you did, though.
We say a lot for 3 hours. I don't like it.
Like, all in.
I didn't say that. Not saying that. Please take that off. Joe Sammy P. Oh, the people can't see it. Only we see it. We'll continue here. Over on X, live dogs and teasers, BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.